Hello and welcome to the Business Wise podcast. I'm Liz McDermott, writing mentor and author, and I have the pleasure of hosting this podcast for the next handful of guests on behalf of Business Wise, the voice of networking in Swindon. I'll be talking to some of the Business Wise members about their business, their advice on networking, and lots more in between. And today I have the pleasure of welcoming Phil Rand. Hello, Phil.
Hello.
So I've known Phil for quite a while, who's been a member for Business Wise quite a while too. So would you like to tell us all about Rand Planning?
Right. Well, it's a small business, family owned. It's my wife and myself. I work in the Wiltshire area, serving people who wish to extend and improve their properties.
And do you mostly work in domestic or commercial or a mixture of both?
A mixture of both, but predominantly domestic, 90-95%.
Do you have a preference as to which you enjoy most?
I do enjoy domestic because it's the people, the homeowners that wish to do something to the house. I try and get under their skin, personality, find out how they tick and try and incorporate that in the design of their new project.
Yeah, so it's all so getting to know them means that you're definitely going to produce what they want.
Yes, I mean they could be a young family, or they could have dogs, or a hobby. So if they've got dogs, they may wish to have some sort of facility for the dogs. If they've got family, they may want more bedrooms, or they may have family that are distant that come and visit, that want to have some sort of accommodation independent. So you just get to know what they're about and how they live and accordingly work through the project to get them their projects as they wish them to be.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing this?
Well, it's 39 years and counting.
Wow, that's very impressive.
Yes, I think it is very impressive. Mm. And I can't see myself doing anything else and wish to continue. I still love it as much as I did when I first started. So I don't see any reason not to do it forever.
No, I agree. When it's something you enjoy, you keep doing it, don't you?
People say to me, oh, you're still doing the job. You're still in business. Why wouldn't I be? No. It is part of me.
Yeah, totally. Well, I get that as well. As you know, I'm a lot older than you and I still want to keep working.
And you are an inspiration.
Oh, because thank you.
You are. Because I think, what would I be doing in the future, and why not be doing what I'm doing?
Yeah. Yes, when you have a passion for something, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. So, what was sort of your background? How did you get into doing this?
Well, I studied at college to be a civil engineer. Although that was something I wished to aspire to be, I realised that I may not be working where I want to be working. For example, I might be on a bridge in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I felt that my happy environment is home. Mm. So I've got an office at home.
Yeah, yeah. So because your main, as you said to me earlier, your glue to your life is your family. And that's why you're doing your job, because then you're near family, with family, and you can do what you want.
It all fits. Mm-hmm. Being self-employed, having my own business, I can work as hard as I want to. I can stop, say, for example, when the kids came home from school, I could stop and look after them for an hour or so and then go back to work if I wished.
Yeah.
You know, it just worked very well.
Yeah. Am I right in remembering one of your girls has gone into planning or architecture or something?
Yes. And my eldest, 33 years old, married now, she has just had a baby, so I'm a very happy granddad.
Yeah, you are.
But she has her own practice and she gives me work, so I'm happy to consult with her jobs.
So is she an architect or a planner?
She's not an architect. She did study to be an architect and she got qualified for the first part, RIB 1, but decided she wanted to marry and settle down, and so she's got her own little practice in London, doing small extensions for domestic people.
Yeah.
Clients.
Yeah. So For those of us that don't know, what's the difference between being an architect and being a planner?
An architect is a qualified architect. You have to do 7 years, and it's not for everyone. A planner does smaller projects and does building regulations, and in my case, structural detailing. So I do small projects where an architect would do bigger projects, mm-hmm. you know, shopping centres, you know, large buildings.
So have you been involved in a sort of a building with a whole house or just extensions?
I have done houses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that many, maybe one, two a year. They do come along.
What's the most interesting project you've worked on?
One at Mindy. He wanted a house similar to his own in his grounds. There's some moneyed people around. Mm-hmm. I got him this house. He built it. It's a lovely house, but it's empty. It's a folly.
Oh, wow.
He's only built it because he can.
Well, that's bizarre.
And it's bigger than most people dream of having in their lives. And he just leaves it there.
So that's a bit of a travesty, really, isn't it, that it's there?
Too much money. But the house is beautiful.
Yeah. Have you got another one which is lived in more or something else which is really interesting?
Well, the first ever house that I designed mm-hmm. in Whitworth Road in Swindon, I drive past it.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
It's still there.
It's still there. It's still standing.
I get a buzz out of going down most roads in Swindon and thinking, yes, I did that.
That's nice.
And there's satisfaction there.
Yeah, totally. So I'm going to ask you about networking. How long have you been in BusinessWise?
I've been in BusinessWise about 2.5 years now,
mm-hmm.
since the pandemic. I believe I remember being on Zoom, so during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But before that, I did do...
Some others. Without mentioning which ones. You did do some others, okay. And why did you come to be to BusinessWise particularly?
I did get fed up with doing a network every week. I wanted some commitment that way, but every other week suited me. And I liked the relaxed approach that BusinessWise has.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is a good compromise between your corporate suit.
Mm-hmm.
Serious and a social group. It's a combination of both. I don't expect anything. I think that's the best way you should approach it. No, I don't think it's got to happen. I've got to get work. I don't particularly need it. I just enjoy, which is good.
It is good.
You know, I've worked a lot. I worked really hard my life on things I not necessarily enjoy, but now I only do what I enjoy.
And a very lucky way that you can do that. That's wonderful.
Yes, but I've only been in this opportunity because I have worked hard.
Yes, you've done all the groundwork.
Yes.
Slight pun there.
Yeah.
Very little. And I think listening to you talk about when you go away, and you know, you've got a house somewhere abroad, and when you go there with the family, again, that's something that gives you can have time to do that now.
Yes.
And, you know, enjoy your life more.
Well, I like working hard, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong, but I like having holidays. And to have a good holiday, I feel I have to need one. And to need one, I have to work hard. So it's... they work hand in hand.
Yes, they do, don't they? So if you were going to tell somebody else or give them advice about networking, what would your advice to sort of going along for the first time somewhere, what would you advise them?
Just do it. I was petrified when I first started networking. I really was a fish out of water. I was scared. But I knew that all these people had something. They weren't just doing it for fun. And so there was a serious side. And at the time, the business needed work.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went along with it and slowly but surely relaxed into it. But it was scary. I'm not somebody that believe it or not likes talking. I don't. And to stand up for 60 seconds and say this is me, that petrifies me. But you've got to get out of your comfort zone and you've got to push yourself.
But you didn't mind talking about bees when you used to share little stories about bees when you were keeping bees.
Well, that was...
That wasn't about you, was it?
No, that was a tactic.
Yeah, well, it worked.
Nobody really wants to hear about me, do they?
Yeah.
No, they don't. They don't. But if you can entertain somebody, if you can make them laugh, then you've won them over slightly, and they're more likely to remember you. And they may use you then.
Exactly.
So it just made it the meetings more lighthearted. You don't want to hear how I can design a steel beam or what loadings can, a certain size beam can take.
Hold, yeah.
You want to hear about the person that can design that.
Yes.
And their personality. And talking about bees, I guess, helped that.
Yeah. We used to enjoy that as well. But we still enjoy hearing you anyway.
Well, I feel a bit of a fraud with the bees because they've gone now, sadly.
That's not your fault, though.
Well, I don't know if it was or not, but they did... You know, when you go to a hive and they've flown away, they've swarmed, or they're slowly dying, or the wasps have got them. I wanted a hobby that was relaxing, and it was stressful.
It would be if you found them being attacked by wasps or something.
And there I am in the garden, batting away these the wasps, trying to get rid of them to save my bees. It's not, it just wasn't sustainable.
No,
I couldn't do it.
Anyway, going back to your business, if somebody's looking for a planner, what should they be looking for?
Well, somebody they can get on with, because it's a journey. Sometimes the council don't see things your way. And so you need somebody that you can communicate with, that you can get on with, have a relationship through a journey that could be quite torturous. I mean, the wheels could fall off and... You've just got to stick in there and get the job done, but with somebody that you can get on with.
Mm.
So I try, when I go to somebody's house, I first of all try and become their friend. Pat their dog. Talk about...
One.
Yeah, well, if they've got one.
Yeah.
Talk about their life and how they want, how they want their house to improve. Talk about them.
Mm.
Get to know them. And hopefully they then can see that you're intent on trying to get their goals.
Mm.
So that's what I do.
That's good. Well, that's been really helpful because I've got much more of an idea about planning than
Thank you.
I wasn't so sure before exactly what it was. But it's also really nice to talk to you. And thank you very much for your time, Phil. Where can we find you if we want to look for you online?
Well, I've got a website, RAM Planning Consultancy. Yes, you can find me there.
Okay.
And please read my reviews, because I'm quite proud of my reviews. And that's one thing that networking has taught me, to build your reviews so that you can see what other people think of me.
Take that one in, listeners. You need to do reviews for people who work with you.
Yes.
Well, that's brilliant. So thank you so much, Phil.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening, everybody. And thank you again.
Thank you very much.